Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I definitely want to say thank you, my dear friend. You know, I call you the Black Prince of Preachers, and I think it's a well-befitting name for you. You know, you are a very articulate and demonstrative person when you preach this gospel, and you do it all from a point of royalty, because that's who you are. You are a part of a royal priesthood, and I recognize your priesthood.
Right? Anointed truth. We in the building. His ministry won. You know what I'm talking about? We still winning. And we ain't gonna stop winning. We gonna let it live on. You feel me?
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you how I live my life. It's like this.
Win some, lose some.
Uh-huh.
Nah, I'm just playing with you. Someone passed the dictionary. I don't know the definition. Lose. All I know is that I'm chillin', Lou.
I'm chillin', I don't know about
Alexis told me that we winnin', we winnin'. Y'all actin' like y'all really get it, y'all get it. But y'all really need to quit pretendin', they actin'. And did I forget to mention,
what?
Alexis told me that we winnin'. Shinin' on these boys, but ain't no diamonds in my vessel. Riding down Black Street, that mean I'm on another level. They tell me I'm too clever. When I twist these words together, these haters digging up dirt and they ain't even got a shovel. I'm still a boss. Ain't nothing changed but the mission. God gave me the word through the spirit. Now pay attention. I spit it and make you listen. My lyrics tingle your senses. And did I forget to mention? Alexis told me we win. These rappers talking down.
Uh-huh.
These preachers whispering. They say I'm doing too much. Here we go again, rather get that money and let your people live in sin. They wanna censor me and confiscate my pad and pen. Y'all some hypocrites, I'm really living this. I'll take you to the cross,
to the cross.
It's like we own the truth, and I ain't trying to flaunt. See, it's all a gift, I'm a child of the Most High that come with drippling, yeah. You call it perks, I call it benefits. If you don't know it by this great, then you ain't feeling this. But if you ever felt this love, you gon' be bumping this. Jump fly to this, rewind this, hit and ride to this. How you take a shot point blank range and still miss? No, you ain't on my level and still trying to diss. I'm tired of talking, time's come to show you. We in the lead, winning life the race, so win some, lose some. Nah, I'm just playing with you. Someone passed the dictionary, I don't know the definition. Lose. All I know is that I'm chillin', Lou.
I'm chillin', I don't know about
Alexis lose. Told me that we winning, we winning. Y'all actin' like y'all really get it, y'all get it. But y'all really need to quit pretending. They actin', and did I forget to mention?
What?
Alexis told me that we winning. Win some, lose some.
Uh-huh.
Nah, I'm just playing with you. Someone passed the dictionary, I don't know the definition. Lose. All I know is that I'm chillin', Lou.
I'm chillin', I don't know about
Alexis told me that we winning, we winning. Y'all acting like y'all really get it, y'all get it. But y'all really need to quit pretending. They acting, and did I forget to mention
what?
Alexis told me that we winning.
This has been your dear friend, loving you the best way I know how, the best way I know how. I beat the drum in this village, and I have to beat it one more time. We are winning, we are winning, we are winning, we are winning because of what Jesus Christ has done for us, for Mount Calvary. He has donated his victory to you and me. You cannot pour out this gospel any longer. And my dear friend, Black Prince of Preachers, if you're still closing the line, I want to turn it back over to you right now. And thank you very much for your participation tonight.
Amen, amen, amen. Bless the name of the Lord on today. We thank God for everybody that's tied in, everybody that's tuned in on this evening. Praise God. You know what this is. This is We Got That Word. Bless the name of the Lord. So you must have came looking for it. because you know we got it. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that's called in, tuned in, everybody that's on the way. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just going to have a magnificent time in the Lord on tonight. Before we go any further, we're going to start off with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you just for allowing us to come together in your name. Hallelujah, Lord. We ask that your presence be felt on tonight. Lord, we ask for revelation knowledge on tonight. Lord, tell us something, Lord. Hallelujah. Download, hallelujah, your word into our hearts on tonight. We bind, we rebuke, we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight. And we thank you in advance for everything you're about to say, everything you're about to do, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you. We magnify you. We lift your name up high and holy, Lord, for you are truly worthy to be praised. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord on today. Like I said before, you know what this is. This is We Got That Word. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I am Eldandre Prevost. Amen. Praise God. And you know the first lady ain't far behind. Amen. Praise God. And we have come to bless the name of the Lord on tonight. We have come to magnify his name. We have come to lift him up. Hallelujah. We have come, amen, to receive revelation from him on tonight. Praise God. Amen. Y'all can go and start getting the scripture together. Amen. We're going to be coming from Luke chapter 10. Bless the name of the Lord. Luke chapter 10. We're going to be starting at verse 25. Amen. Luke chapter 10. Amen. Starting at verse number 25. Bless the name of the Lord. And the question, the subject tonight is actually a question. We're going to give you the main subject. Hallelujah. Then we're going to break it down. Amen. Because it's a sub-subject also, or some might say sub-titles. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Those of you listening to the podcast on air live, thank you for being on time on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Those of you listening on Blog Talk Radio, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Luke chapter 10, verse number 25. Hallelujah. We're going to dive into this scripture on tonight. This is a familiar passage of scripture. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to break it down and see exactly, amen, who my neighbor is. But the question we want to ask tonight is, can you, hallelujah, love me even when you don't like me? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you love me, hallelujah, even when, praise God, you don't like me? Amen. Praise God. Verse number 25, Luke chapter 10, and it reads, "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And he said, verse 26, he said unto him, "What is written in the law? How readest?" Praise God. Hallelujah. This is important, what Jesus is saying right now. Praise God. If you listen to exactly what he's saying, he said, amen. The man asked him, "What must I do to receive eternal life?" Now, this isn't a question he's asking because he wants to really know. Bless the name of the Lord. He, like the Bible says, he's asking this question to tip Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But Jesus flips it on him. He says, "What's written in the law?" He asks him, "What's written down?" But then after he asks him what's written down, he asks him another question. He says, "How do you read it?" Praise God. Hallelujah. See, we got to get into that before we go any further. Because when we come to the word of God, like Jesus is saying, it's not all about what's written. It's all about how we read what's written. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you read it the wrong way, that's why Paul used the term rightfully divide the word of truth. Because if you can rightfully divide something, that means you can also wrongfully divide something. That's how you get the wrong answer, because you divided the problem wrong. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if that's true with math, that's why he used math terminology. If that's true with math, then it's also true, hallelujah, with the word. You can wrongfully divide the word if you read it incorrectly. Hallelujah. Praise God. Look at what he answered in verse 27. And he said, he answered and said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to, first of all, you need to understand this. All these, this is one of the scribes, one of the lawyers, one of the teachers of the law, one of the people that break down. That's why he's a lawyer, because he breaks down the law. Praise God, hallelujah. And he's the original lawyer was here to break down the law of God, not the law of man. Praise God. And that's what he was here for, to break down the law. Now him being, that's how you know his whole question was a setup. Praise God. The Lord say, watch out for people that's always asking you questions. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. They're trying to set you up. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. So he already knew the answer to his question. Hallelujah. So Jesus said, what you think the answer is? How you read the law? Since you're the lawyer. Praise God. I'm not, you know, I ain't got no qualifications like you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I ain't got a degree like you. How you read it? Praise God. Hallelujah. What does it say when you read it? And he said, amen, in order for me to achieve eternal life, hallelujah, amen. I have to love God, and I have to love my neighbor, praise God, as myself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then let you know, just the next statement, how I want to use the word condescending. I don't know if that's the right word to use, hallelujah, but how condescending, how hypocritical the church is. The church puts all this responsibilities on you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is one of the teachers of the law. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's broke down the law, and he allows the preacher, he allows the priest to put a whole lot on you. Hallelujah. Praise God. That shouldn't be put on you. Hallelujah. They put the feast on you, the keeping the holy days on you, the fasting on you. All this is on you. All the religious rituals, hallelujah, that went along with being a Jew, all this is on your shoulders for you to receive eternal life, for you to be part of the day of the resurrection, hallelujah, for you to go to heaven. You had to do all these things, but when you ask one of the men that's telling you to do all these things, he's telling you all you got to do is love the Lord thy God with all your heart, mind, soul, and body. Hallelujah, and strength, praise God, and to love your neighbor as yourself. So all these things you put on me, praise God, hallelujah. I got to be baptized a certain way, praise God, hallelujah. I got to be in a certain religion, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. I have to dress a certain way, praise God. I have to talk a certain way, hallelujah, amen. I have to go where you want me to go, not where I feel like I can go, but only places you feel are acceptable for me to go. Praise God. Hallelujah. I got to do all this. Amen. Praise God, to achieve eternal life. But then when it's really said and done, you, the teacher of the law, the one that put all these responsibilities of me fasting, all these responsibilities of me paying my tithes, all these responsibilities of me paying my offering, me coming with my lamb. Hallelujah, praise God, every year, amen, so that I can be cleansed by the blood of it. Hallelujah, praise God, so that my sins can be taken away. You put all this on me. Hallelujah, praise God, when you know all I have to do is love the Lord thy God. Hallelujah, with my heart, mind, body, soul, all my strength, and to love my neighbor as myself. Praise God, hallelujah. How dare you, praise God, put all this, amen, on your people. Praise God. That's why they so confused. Why you not living like I'm living? Praise God. Why you telling me to live a certain way, but I don't see you living that way? Praise God. Hallelujah. How come it's okay for you to do certain things that I can't do? Praise God. Don't get it twisted. They watching you. They know what you're doing. Praise God. They talking about it every Sunday after church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because they see what you're doing. Hallelujah. And they hear what you preaching. Hallelujah. Amen. And you putting all this other stuff on people. Hallelujah. Telling them they going to hell for this, that, and the other. Hallelujah. And God say, the thing that's going to keep you out of hell is hate. Praise God. Yeah, I know this is kind of radical, like what I guess you want to say. It's hard to accept. Hallelujah, amen, that the biggest sin that can keep you out of heaven is hate. Praise God, hallelujah, unforgiveness. Praise God, hallelujah, not adultery, not fornication, not lying, not stealing, not murder, but you mean to tell me, glory to God, hallelujah, the biggest thing that can keep me out of heaven is hate. Hallelujah, amen, unforgiveness. Failing to love somebody as I love myself. God, hallelujah. Failing to love my neighbor as I love, hallelujah, myself. Praise God. But let's read a little further. Let's get a little further into it. It says, amen. And he said unto him, Jesus, this is Jesus talking, thou hast answered right. See how Jesus flipped that? See, first you was asking me the question. Praise God. But somehow, you got the answer. Now you answering me, and I'm telling you, you're right. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We as men and women of God may want to peep some of the techniques that Jesus used when he was answering the Pharisees. Praise God. Amen. Sometimes he'd stop and think before he answered. Wouldn't say nothing. Praise God. Make them ask him two or three times. Hallelujah. And this answer, he just simply asked him the question right back. Well, what you think? Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't worry about what I think. What do you think? What do you think about the subject? Praise God. Hallelujah. And Jesus ended up being the one, amen, to vindicate him and tell him, you right. Praise God. That's what the words say. That's what's written. Praise God. And that's the thing that will get you into heaven. Praise God, hallelujah. Loving God with everything you got and loving your neighbor, hallelujah, like you love yourself. Praise God, hallelujah. He says, thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. Praise God, hallelujah. If you do this, you're going to receive eternal life. Praise God. If you do this, hallelujah, you're going to make it to heaven. Hallelujah. If you do this, you're going to get that mansion that I've been talking about. Hallelujah. I said in my Father's house, there are many mansions. There are many rooms. Hallelujah. When I get ready to go, all I'm doing is going to prepare a place for you, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But watch verse 29. It says, but he is the lawyer, hallelujah, willing to justify himself, saying unto Jesus, Now look, this ain't got nothing to do with his friends, the Pharisees around him. Hallelujah. This ain't got nothing to do with Jesus. Now Jesus has got this man to thinking, because I was trying to tempt you with what I was asking you. But now you done flipped it on me, and now you know what I'm saying? Now you got me thinking. Praise God. Hallelujah. So now I got to justify myself. Hallelujah. I gotta convince myself, hallelujah, that I've been doing this thing that I just said that you have to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'm trying to justify myself. So this is what he do. He says, hallelujah. He said unto Jesus, who is my neighbor? The name of the Lord. Who is my neighbor? Praise God. Hallelujah. In other words, who am I supposed to love as myself? Because we hear the word neighbor, and we automatically think about the people in our neighborhood. Hallelujah. We automatically think about the people that, hallelujah, live in our vicinity. Hallelujah. Praise God. The people across the street, the people next door, the people even so far down on the corner, maybe the people on the next block. Praise God. Hallelujah. Those are my neighbors. Hallelujah. Amen. And I got to treat them right because we live around each other. Hallelujah. Amen. And I want to keep the peace in my neighborhood. Praise God. Amen. So I'm cordial even with people I don't like because they are my neighbor. Hallelujah. And I want peace where I stay. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a lot of people. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Out there. Amen. They only nice to you because you're, hallelujah, and people are nice to the people that are closest to them because the people that are closest to them are the people that can hurt them the most. Praise God. Hallelujah. So because you stay around the corner, praise God, especially in these our rough neighborhoods, you stay around the corner. You can drive right around the corner and just shoot. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Or you can walk around the corner with your boys with a baseball bat, just wait for me to come outside. You stay close, so I'm going to try to keep the peace. But for those of y'all that stay way across town, hallelujah, I ain't worried about keeping the peace with you because you stay way over there. Praise God. By the time you get from way over there to way over here, somebody been and called and told me, and I'll be ready for you. I have my whole neighborhood ready for you because I done made sure I was nice to the people in my neighborhood. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because they are the ones, amen, who are closest, amen, to me. Praise God. These are my neighbors. So the man willing to be justified, to justify himself as Jesus, who is my neighbor? So here they is. They up there going back and forth, just like a barbershop, hallelujah, conversation. And Jesus answers. Sometimes, praise God, hallelujah, amen, you just got to know when to hold them and when to fold them, praise God, because you're not going to beat Jesus. Hallelujah. If Jesus got to tell you a 30-minute long story to get you to see what he's saying, praise God. Amen. That's what he's going to do. Hallelujah. The voice of God. Check the Old Testament. When the voice of God started talking, he'll talk for a long time. Praise God. Ask Job. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And it said, and Jesus answered him, said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his remnant and wounded him, parted, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. Let me stop right there. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it says a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. This is important. Why is this important? Because this lets you know the religion, the race, whatever you want to call the Jewish thing, the religion, the race. Hallelujah. This lets you know that this person was a Jew simply because they lived in Jerusalem. They were going from Jerusalem to Jericho. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because Jews lived in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Amen. And Jesus said a certain man, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen, went from Jerusalem to Jericho. Praise God. Hallelujah. So this Jew on this road, praise God, hallelujah, like most of us on the road of life. Hallelujah, amen. Trying to make it from one destination to the next. Hallelujah. In between destinations, sometimes we fall. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We fall among thieves. We fall among prisons. Praise God. Amen. And when they leave, praise God, the Bible says they leave them half dead. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then he says, amen. In verse 31, he says, by chance. Hallelujah. By chance. Amen. What is Jesus saying? He's saying, luckily. Hallelujah. Amen. By coincidence, a priest just happened to be coming up the street. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Here come the man of God. Hallelujah. The priest. Not the deacon. Amen. Praise God. Not the usher. Amen. Not the choir director. But here come the pastor. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God for the man of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And it said he passed that way. Praise God. He's going the same way. I'm going from Jerusalem to Jericho, just like you are. Hallelujah. Amen. This is a blessing. Hallelujah. Amen. At least you thought. Hallelujah. Until it says, amen. When he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Now, this is a priest passing by a Jew. Hallelujah, praise God. This could be a man that was, amen, going to hear you preach down in Jerusalem, Jericho. Hallelujah, praise God. He could have been coming to hear your sermon that you're going to go do right now. Hallelujah, amen. And when you saw him, you passed him up. You just left him there. Hallelujah, amen. Didn't try to help him. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we always, amen, praise God, look down on the priest. We always look down on the Levite. But these are representations of who we are. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. It says, and likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on. He got a little bit closer. Glory to God. Took a good look at him. Hallelujah. Amen. And it says, he came, looked at him, and passed by on the other side. Now, the Levite, remember, we got a book in the Old Testament called Leviticus. It's named after the tribe of Levi. Hallelujah. Levi. So he's a Levite, meaning he's a member of this tribe. He's a family member. Praise God, amen. That means by blood. Hallelujah. He's supposed to be a man of God by blood. Hallelujah, amen. The Levitical priesthood, amen, they the ones that wrote the law under the direction of Moses, of course. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So he should be, amen, the main one that knows to love thy neighbor as I love thyself. When he saw this man, when he looked upon this man, instead of seeing this man, he should have saw himself. What would I want somebody to do if that were me? Not only that, this man is of my race. This man is of my religion. Hallelujah. Praise God. And those of us like me, black people, we always say we need to stick together. We need to love one another, praise God. But when we see one another in shambles, we leave one another right where they are. Hallelujah. I'm your brother as long as we on the same level. Glory to God. I'm your brother as long as you can just help me maybe with a couple of dollars. But I'm not doing nothing major. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm your brother. Hallelujah. Praise God. But if I see you laying on the side of the road, what you want me to do? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We make excuses. If I stop and help you, somebody might come along and rob me. Now we both stuck on the side of the road. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Any excuse we can, not to love one another, not to help one another, but we'll get up and teach about it. We'll get up and preach about it. We'll have rallies about it. Hallelujah. We'll make excuses to turn over cop cars and say we're trying to protest. Amen. Talking about how we need to love one another. Praise God. But when we see one another, see, we get mad when the other man, we get mad when the white man do us wrong. Glory to God. But when we do each other wrong, ain't nothing said. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. The biggest problem ain't white on black crime. The biggest problem ain't cops killing black folks. Amen. The biggest problem is black on black violence. Hallelujah. Amen. And much like these Jews, which we keep saying, we these Jews, right? Hallelujah. We keep saying we these people that they talk about in the Bible. We say it ain't the white man that's over there today talking about he's a Jew. We the Jew. We the original Jew. So we the original people seeing each other laid on the side of the road and leaving them on the side of the road. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But then we join each other churches and we tell each other, I love you. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. And we say all these other things with our mouth. Hallelujah. But if we see you laying on the side of the road, glory to God, we're going to leave you right there where you lay. Praise God. Hallelujah. No matter how your position, the priest, hallelujah, the Levite, hallelujah, crossing over, hallelujah, to the other side. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 33 says, but a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he had compassion. Hallelujah. It said when he saw him, he had compassion on him. Verse 34, and went to him and bound his wounds, pouring oil and wine, and set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn, care of him. Glory to God. A lot of people don't know the significance of being the Samaritan. Glory to God, hallelujah, because the Samaritan, if you want to put it in today's terms, amen, these are a mixed race. These are the white people and black people getting together, the Hispanics and Asians getting together, hallelujah. People dating outside their race, getting married and having babies. Glory to God, hallelujah. And they all in this one part of town. We remember when it used to be like that, praise God, hallelujah. Amen, when it was not acceptable, praise God, for you to bring that white girl around here. Hallelujah, praise God. Or you bring that black boy to my house, hallelujah. Amen. You know, they didn't play that. It's getting a little loose tonight. We in the 2000s, 2022, praise God. But back in 1990-something, praise God. Back in even the year 2000, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. You just interracial dating just wasn't, hallelujah, the popular thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Neither was it back here. Hallelujah. Amen. If you was a Jew and you came home with a Philistine, hallelujah, you came home with a Palestine, praise God, amen. Praise God, you came home with a Hittite. Glory to God, hallelujah. If you come home with anybody that ain't a Jew, hallelujah, amen, y'all want to get married. Hallelujah, praise God. Well, y'all got to move to Samaria because that's not acceptable over here in Jerusalem. You got to go over there to Judea with all that. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. So the Samaritan was taught that he was an outcast by the Jews. Hallelujah, praise God. The Jews, amen, if you recall, when Jesus was with his disciples, amen, and they decided to go see the woman at the well, he said, must go by Samaria. He let them know that, amen, praise God, because that's not the way we go. We don't even go through Samaria. We don't go by Samaria. That's how much we don't mess with them. Glory to God. They are outcasts to us. They are dead to us. You know how some of people say, you dead to me? That's how they were. You are dead to us. You don't even exist. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We don't care if you worship in the mountains or in the temple. Praise God. Hallelujah. You dead to us. Hallelujah. You don't exist to us. Glory to God. But Jesus said, I need to go by them. That's how much the Jews didn't mess with him. Remember when he was talking to the woman, she said, why are you even talking to me? You know that we have no dealings. What is she saying? You know that y'all don't deal with us like that. See, the problem with the Samaritan with the Jews, the problem with the Jews with the Samaritan. Hallelujah. Praise God. How dare y'all bring those people that had us so oppressed and bring them into our family? How dare you lay down and have babies? Hallelujah, with these people that oppressed us, hallelujah, for so long. Hallelujah, amen. Samson fought. Hallelujah, David fought. Praise God. Saul fought, hallelujah, against these people, and now you marrying these people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And now these people, now we, the Samaritans are trained that the Jews do not like us. They will not help us. Praise God. Don't even ask them for no help. They're not coming this way. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the Samaritan with this mindset sees a Jew. Hallelujah. Praise God. A certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he saw he was a Jew. Praise God. Hallelujah. Even with him knowing. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. If situation was reversed and I was laying on the side of the road and the Jew saw me, he was surely crossed, hallelujah, to the other side. They go out of their way, hallelujah. It's shorter to get to certain places, amen, if you cut through Samaritan. I looked it up on the map, going from Jerusalem. Amen. To certain places, if you cross through Samaritan, it's a lot there. Praise God. But they go the long way to avoid, amen, even seeing a Samaritan, much less speak to one, much less help one that needed it. Hallelujah. But this Jew, hallelujah, that's on the side of the road, comes across, amen, this Samaritan going about his way. The Samaritan, knowing for a fact this Jew would not help me. Hallelujah, amen. Got down off his beast. Praise God, hallelujah. Verse 34 says, went to him, bound up his wounds. That means he put some bandages on him. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Pouring oil and wine and set him on his own beast. Meaning he gave him some medication. Amen. Something to ease the pain. Praise God. Then put him up on his own beast. In this day and time, amen, he set him in his own car. Praise God. All on the level. Praise God. Bleeding everywhere. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. It says, and he took care of him. Praise God. See, that's the true test. When it comes to love, can you love me even when you don't like me? Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. As a Samaritan, I got no reason to like you. You claim that I've married into a people that oppressed us while you oppress me. Hallelujah. That have cut us off from parts of our land while you cut me off from parts of our land. Praise God. Hallelujah. I've got no reason to stop and help you because I know you wouldn't help me. Praise God. I know for a fact that you don't like me, even though you don't even know me. Praise God. This is when Jesus began to deal with racism. Racism just didn't start in America. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Racism been around since the beginning of time. If you remember, praise God, amen, Moses had an issue with his sister because his sister was upset because Moses married a Keithite woman, which was an Ethiopian woman, hallelujah, which was a black woman, hallelujah, meaning her skin was a little bit darker than the rest of theirs, praise God, hallelujah, amen. So the issue of race has been around, hallelujah, from the beginning, and we have been taught about race, hallelujah, from the beginning of our lives, especially if we are black. We have been taught, amen, not to like, hallelujah, the white man. The white man only wants to oppress you. He only wants to hold you down. He only wants to do this. He only wants to do that. Praise God, hallelujah. And the truth is, Jesus is saying we've been taught wrong, this issue of racism. Hallelujah. I need to go by Samaria. Hallelujah. Praise God. We need, hallelujah, to go by Samaria. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why? Because we need to break down this racial barrier. Hallelujah. Praise God. And realize, amen, we should not be separated by race. Hallelujah. When we are all part of one race, and that's the human race. Glory to God, hallelujah. So this Samaritan was willing to help somebody that he knew would not help him. If the situation was reversed before today, this man would have crossed over to the side of the road and left you there like his counterpart did. Praise God. But he does the opposite. And that's the true test. Can you do the opposite? Hallelujah. Can you love somebody even when you don't like them? Can you love somebody when you know they don't love you? Praise God, hallelujah. Because he's telling you to love thy neighbor as thyself. Praise God. So when you put yourself in another person's shoes, hallelujah, amen, you see the person that stole your boyfriend, praise God, at the pond. You feel mad about it. Hallelujah, praise God. But you falling off a bridge, hallelujah, and they come along and reach their hand out to you, amen, you're not going to tell them, no, I don't want your hand. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. You're going to want them to walk over there and reach their hand out to you no matter how they feel about you because you want to live. Hallelujah, praise God. That's what Jesus is saying. We have to put ourselves in everybody else's shoes. Not just the people who are closest to us. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't know who this lawyer had been helping. Praise God. Trying to vindicate himself. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. By saying whatever he was saying. Hallelujah. Amen. About who is thy neighbor. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's read a little further real quick. And it says, on the morrow when he departed, he took out two pence and gave it to the host and said to him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. So not only did he take care of him, not only did he bandage his wounds up, praise God, not only did he take him to the inn, see, he had other business to tend to. But he said, look, I'm going to leave this man here. I'm going to leave you this money. If this ain't enough, I promise you when I come back, I'll repay you whatever I owe you, but I need you to take care of this man. Praise God, hallelujah. Are we willing to take care, spend our money on people? See, it's easy. It's easy to give money to our kids, to our parents, to our brothers and sisters, our friends, church members, people that need help, and I know you. Amen. It's easy for me to give you something, praise God. But can I give you something, amen, to somebody that I know hates me? Hallelujah. Can you help somebody that you know would rather see you dead? Can you help somebody you know try to see you fail? Can you help somebody you know, hallelujah, don't like you, and they don't even know you? That person at work that's spreading rumors about you, talking about you behind your back, they don't even know you. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. But But if they need your help, you're going to have to help them. Why? Because you are tired of the Most High God. And you have to love them as you love yourself. If I was over there acting a fool, hallelujah, would I want you to treat me like I'm acting a fool? Praise God, hallelujah. Or would I want some kind of sympathy, some kind of, what's wrong? What can I do to help? Are you all right? Praise God, hallelujah. Would I want you to be scowling at me, hollering at me? Praise God, hallelujah. Crossing over to the other side, hallelujah, praise God. Because no doubt, when you fall among thieves, you start getting a little attitude. You start feeling the way about certain people, okay? Praise God. Hallelujah. Because I fell among people that look just like you. They had me fooled. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Some thieves take a long time to plot out what they're trying to do. That's why you have to use the discernment. Hallelujah. Amen. Along this journey of life. Because this scripture also represents the life journey that we go on, the roads that we go on in life to get us from point A to point B. And in the process, hallelujah, we meet people, praise God. We hook up with certain people, and they take their time. You know, thieves take their time, praise God, to plot, scheme, and get in, praise God. I had a song, I say they be plotting straight from the introduction, and your discernment will tell you there's something not right about this person. Praise God, hallelujah. That woman after your husband, and you can't see. You that's what you feeling, but I don't see how. I just met her. No, you just met her. But she been watching you. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Lord, say stop and talk about this right here, because a lot of times we ignore what our discernment is telling us when we meet a person, when we shake their hand, when we get that first hug. Because we fooled by the, hey, how you doing? Blessed to meet you, woman of God. Blessed to meet you, man of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We so happy you here. The Lord say, remember, amen, when he got off the boat, legion ran over there, full of demons. Come, I praise you. Hallelujah. Thank God. He began to worship. Glory to God. Be careful of those that begin to worship. Hallelujah. He said, I have given you the discernment. See, we so happy we can speak in tongues. Oh, we so happy we can prophesy. Hallelujah. The Lord told me that on this day this is going to happen and that's going to happen, but you got to do that. We so happy, hallelujah, we can command these demons and say go, and hallelujah, and they got to go in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But the Lord say, you're not using all the gifts. I'm giving you discernment. Hallelujah, discernment to help you from day to day so you know who you're dealing with. Some of y'all, I don't know how I keep getting in the same relationship. You knew, glory to God, hallelujah, when you met this person. Hallelujah, amen. Some of us, amen, don't just fall among thieves. Some of us jump amongst them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Did your discernment tell you what it was? Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. But you didn't want to travel down the road by yourself. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. But God said, this is why I gave you this discernment, so you wouldn't fall amongst thieves, so you would know a thief, hallelujah, when you met them. Glory to God. He said they shall be known by their fruits. I have put these things in you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So that you won't fall, hallelujah, amongst thieves. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some of them took years, but you fell. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We've all fallen, hallelujah, amongst thieves. Amen. And we have to learn from the fall that we went on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why God said, I gave you the discernment so that you'll know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's look at the last verse, verse 36. Hallelujah. He says, which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him who fell amongst the thieves? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I know that, you know, the writer who wrote this was trying to be very poetic in his writing. He's saying, he asked him to say up, now, which one you think was the neighbor? Hallelujah, amen. Was it the priest? Hallelujah, amen. Praise God, because technically he would be a neighbor. He's a Jew, so no doubt they all stayed in Jerusalem. Praise God. The Levite, technically, he's a neighbor. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. But the man answered, praise God, hallelujah, amen. Verse 37, he said that the one that showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said unto him, go and do thou likewise. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. He wouldn't say the Samaritan. He could have said, you know, the Samaritan. Hallelujah, amen, praise God. But, you know, when you answer a question, you try to do your best to not put no shade on yourself. Praise God, hallelujah, because the Levite, hallelujah, amen, the priest, a reflection of this man, this lawyer. Hallelujah, amen. Jesus is basically telling this man, this is what you would have done in this situation. You would have crossed over to the other side. You stand here today asking me, what must I do to achieve eternal life? You quote me back to scripture, what the scripture says, glory to God, hallelujah. But I need you to go actually do this in your everyday life. I don't need you to talk about it. I don't need you to teach about it. I don't need you to preach about it. I need you to go do what the Samaritan did. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I need you to show love to those that you know. If the shoe was on the other foot, they would let you die. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's always, we've all seen that movie, amen, when they've had the opportunity. Hallelujah. And we say in the movie, you should have killed them. But no, they saved them. And then later on, there's a part two, praise God, hallelujah, amen. And we missed the part. We think, well, they should have killed him in part one. Hallelujah, but we missed what God is trying to say because we're not looking for him in this movie. We just trying to be entertained. Glory to God, hallelujah. But God is speaking through us through every facet, hallelujah. The very facet that you think the devil is trying to speak through, God is trying to speak through too, hallelujah, because God knows what has your attention. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. Remember, God is the God that likes to get your attention. Hallelujah. Remember when Moses was walking? He was just walking with some sheep, and then all of a sudden a bush caught on fire, but the fire was not burning the bush. And the Bible says he turned aside to see, meaning he was walking in one direction. He looked over, he saw this bush burning. He went back to walk in his own direction, but then he realized in his head, wait a minute, the bush is not burning. It's on fire, but it's not burning, so I got to stop again, turn aside so I can see, make sure I'm looking at what I'm looking at, glory to God, hallelujah. God, amen, will hide in places you won't be expecting him, glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why that hero saved the villain in the movie. Hallelujah. That's why they didn't let him die, because that's God. He just snuck into the movie and showed you what it means to really live holy. What it means, hallelujah, to really love thy neighbor. The person that this person's been fighting with for the last hour and 30 minutes that you've been watching this movie, hallelujah, really been trying to kill him. This whole hour and 30 minutes, hallelujah, now saves this person's life. Praise God. And you know, because you're watching it, hallelujah, praise God. So you know the character knows that person would not have done the same for me. That person would have let me fall. Hallelujah. That person would have let me die. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. But God says, amen, this is the hour where I want you to not be like thine enemy. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. That's why he said, I know you've been told that it was written. an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto thee, hallelujah, if somebody gives you the snaps you on the right cheek, you give them the left. Take that punch. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. See, we don't want to take that punch. Our pride, our flesh don't want us to take that punch. Hallelujah, amen. But what I mean by take that punch, I don't want to be used. See, I know he don't like me. Hallelujah. So even if I help him, he's still plotting on the way he can come against me. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. And all that may be true. They may be plotting the whole time. Hallelujah, amen. As soon as they get a chance, they're going to grab you and do what they can. Praise God. Amen. But understand, God got your back. Hallelujah. And God sees what you're doing. Praise God. See, you can't worry about that person's motive. Because God is looking at yours. Hallelujah. Praise God. When God can see that you got enough love in your heart that you can help that woman that you know been plotting on you at work. Hallelujah. Praise God. You was driving down the highway and she got off a little bit before you and you done passed up. You seen her, she on the side of the road. Looks like she got a flat. You could help her. Hallelujah. What you going to do? Keep driving? If that was your friend and just sitting in the cubicle next to you, you stop. Because that's your neighbor. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But she in the cubicle all the way down there at the corner. Glory to God. And she always talking mess, rolling her eyes. That's what she gets. Hallelujah. You're going to keep driving. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But God say, this is the time, amen, where you got to lay differences aside. You got to know. Hallelujah, amen. Even without a shadow of a doubt, hallelujah. I know this person don't like me. I know they wouldn't help me, but I'm going to help them anyway. Praise God. Not because, hallelujah, amen, I feel obligated by the word, hallelujah, but because I live by the word. And the word say, if this was me, hallelujah, if I was acting this way, I can remember when I had attitudes and I just didn't like people. For whatever reason, praise God. Hallelujah. If something was going on with them, I wouldn't have helped them, praise God, at that time. Hallelujah. Don't care what they're going through, glory to God. That's on them. That ain't on me, praise God. They shouldn't have did whatever they did, glory to God. Don't come asking me for help now. Hallelujah. After you have told all these lies on me, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. But when I was acting that in that way, in that manner, hallelujah, if something happened to me and that one of those people just happened to be in the vicinity to where they could help me, and it's not like I'm going to turn down their help because I don't like them. Close. I want somebody to have some mercy on me and say, well, I was just tripping. Hallelujah. You know how you do when you calm down? I was just tripping. I was, you know, I lost it a little bit back there. Praise God. You ain't got that same energy you had 30 minutes ago. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You want somebody to think in that calm mind that you got now. Hallelujah. But while you in the midst of what you're doing, while you in the midst of going crazy, acting crazy, praise God, doing ungodly things, ungodly words coming out your mouth. Hallelujah. Amen. You want somebody to recognize, hallelujah, amen, this is just one time. What is going on? Hallelujah. But the Lord said, if you want that to be done for you, you got to be willing to do it for somebody else. Hallelujah. That's why he said, give and it shall be given with good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give it to your bosom. Hallelujah. When you give grace, when you give mercy, hallelujah. Then when it's you in that situation, the grace and mercy will double back onto you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So God, Jesus is tearing down all these stereotypes, all these things that that's going on. We don't deal with this type of people. That type of people won't help you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Things that just simply are not true. Hallelujah. Simply things that are simply are not true, that we have stereotyped other people that they just don't like us. Hallelujah. Praise God. They ain't going to help you. Hallelujah. And the people you expect to help you ain't going to help you. Praise God. They crossing over to the other side, and they the ones teaching love, and we all one people, and hallelujah, amen. We need to come together as one, hallelujah. But when you see somebody, hallelujah, in a situation, you don't stop and help them, regardless of race, regardless of color, regardless of creed, regardless of gender, regardless of religion. Hallelujah. Because God ain't tell you not to help them because they not the same religion you are. Oh, they Baptists. I can't help them. Like, oh, that's a Muslim over there. They don't even believe in Jesus. I can't do it. Well, oh, you a Buddhist? Oh, you an atheist? You don't believe in no God? Well, I don't believe in helping nobody that don't believe in no God. I just can't do it. I can't do it. Praise God. That ain't what God told you to do. God ain't told you to ask nobody a million questions before you help. Praise God. Hallelujah. You're not the hospital. You're not the admitting nurse. Praise God. Hallelujah. You're trying to get blood types and all this other stuff on the record. Praise God. God say help those who need to be helped. Hallelujah. He said today, man, if anybody gives somebody a drink of water in my name, hallelujah, praise God. That's all Jesus talked about, amen, when it came to seeing the kingdom of heaven. He always said, help somebody. You want to see the kingdom of heaven? Help somebody. What must I do to keep eternal life? Keep the commandments. I defend my youth. Oh, I'm impressed by that. Well, if you want to be perfect, go sell everything you got. Give to the poor, pick up your cross, and follow me. If you want to be perfect, go help somebody. Use what you have to help somebody. This is what the Samaritan did. He used what he had. He didn't raise donations from other people. He went to his own bank account and said, if this ain't enough, I'm going to come back with more. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got to show love to those that won't show love to us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Like the cop that killed George Floyd, the one that leaned on his neck, if we were to see him in the streets choking on a chicken bone, you going to go give him the Hamlet maneuver or you going to let him sit there and die? Well, I know he would let me die. Oh, we're not asking what he would do. We ask you what God told you to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Those are the people that God say it's easy to help a stranger on the side of the road. Hallelujah. He don't have no kind of relationship with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. You don't never got to see that person again. But to help somebody that you know does not like you is the ultimate, hallelujah, test. Praise God, hallelujah. And we got to be willing, hallelujah, to do exactly, amen, as God has instructed us to do. He said, likewise, go do, and you shall live. Praise God, hallelujah. We trying to keep the Sabbath. Hallelujah. We trying to make sure we keep the holy days. We trying to make sure we fast on the right days and do everything in the right order. And make sure we dress the right way. Our skirts got to be at the knee and our pants. We can't wear no pants. We got to make sure we're doing all this other stuff so we can make it to the kingdom. And Jesus never told us to do none of that other stuff. All that is ritual. He said, I didn't come for you to have religion. You got enough of that. Glory to God, you got enough religion. Hallelujah. Now come so you can be alive, so that you can have relationships. Because it ain't no good to have religion if you don't know what you got it from. What you saying? You fast and you don't know why. You keeping this day and you don't know why. Hallelujah, praise God. Most husbands, most wives, they do stuff for their spouse, and they know why. They know because he don't like this. So I do that. I scramble his ass because he don't like him sunny side up. Hallelujah. I buy her silver because she don't like gold. Praise God. Hallelujah. I buy her this brand because she don't like that brand. He'll just do it and don't know why. Well, why you buy Lane and Brad? I don't know. But do she like it? I don't know. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's what we're doing with religion. We're doing a whole lot of stuff, and we don't know why we're doing it. Praise God. That's why Jesus never got on us about it. He never said, hey, y'all ain't doing this, and y'all ain't doing that, y'all ain't keeping the Sabbath, and y'all ain't following the commandments. And he mentioned stuff, yeah, if you love me, you keep them. Praise God, hallelujah. But the biggest commandments wrapped up is these two right here. Love God and love your neighbor as yourself. Praise God, hallelujah. See, when you love your neighbor as yourself, all these other commandments, seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these other things will be added. Glory to God, hallelujah. It's like all these other laws will be subtracted. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God, when you love your neighbor as you love yourself, why? Because you wouldn't want, I don't want my neighbor sleeping with my wife, so I'm not going to sleep with his. Boom. You just crossed adultery off of me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm not going to steal nothing from him because I don't want him to steal nothing from me. Glory to God. So you can scratch that off the list. Glory to God. I'm not going to kill him because I don't want nobody to kill me. So you can scratch that off the list. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The more you begin to love your neighbor as yourself, the more you no longer have to worry about the law. You're no longer under the law. You are now under love. Praise God, hallelujah. Paul says we're under grace. Hallelujah, praise God. But the Lord told me tonight we are under love. Praise God, hallelujah, because love cancels out all things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you love somebody, you forgive them for the most heinous of things that they've done. Hallelujah, because of the love that you have for them in your heart. Praise God. God says that love should not just apply to certain, hallelujah, individual. Hallelujah. He said whether they close to you or not, you should love, hallelujah, everybody, hallelujah, as, hallelujah, you love yourself. And he took it a step further. We get ready to close, praise God. But he took it a step further before he died. Well, he asked forgiveness for us, first of all. He said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Praise God. But he left one last, I like to say the amendment to the law, praise God. Amen. Jesus put a lot of amendments on the laws as he walked the earth. And one amendment he gave to the law, amen, was love thy neighbor as I have loved you. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. And we getting ready to close, but he said, he had to put that amendment in there because some of us don't know how to love ourselves. Glory to God, hallelujah. And how can you learn to love someone else when you don't know how to love you? Glory to God, hallelujah. So he needs an amendment. Don't love the way, love others the way you love yourself. Love others the way I have loved you. I've died for you. I've asked forgiveness for you. Hallelujah, even as you, hallelujah, assassinate me. Praise God, hallelujah. Can we ask forgiveness for people even as they assassinate our character, even as they drag our name through the mud? Jesus not only said it, he set the example. He lived it. Hallelujah. He had forgiveness for, he could have said, God, Father, I want all of them to go to hell. Hallelujah. I want the Father rain down right now. Not right now, but right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want the angels to come down. I want this place to tow up. Praise God. They want me to, ain't no Jerusalem when I'm done. He had the power and he had the authority, hallelujah, to do so. But he didn't. Instead, he asked, hallelujah. Instead of fighting back, he allowed them to do what they did. When they say Peter cut off the man's ear, he picked the ear up and put it back on Peter's head. I mean, put it back on the priest's head. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The priest is trying to take him away and kill him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can we, amen, live that life? Can we be the example that Jesus was? Hallelujah. The name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Can we be, amen, the example that Jesus was? Praise God. Amen. Do the things that Jesus did. Hallelujah. As they humiliate us, as they talk about us behind our back. Hallelujah. Can we still smile? Can we still love you? Even when you don't like me. Even when I don't like you. Because it should be on the other foot out sometimes. It ain't all the time you don't like me. Sometimes I don't like you. Praise God. Hallelujah. But can I still love you even if I don't like you? Can I still help you even though I don't want to? Praise God. Can I fight through that fleshly pride fulfillment? Hallelujah. The enemy telling me they wouldn't have did the same for you. Hallelujah. Amen. But can I do it anyway? Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for his word on today. Amen. We thank God for God being God all by himself. Amen. We thank God. Amen. Praise God. The revelation on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you. We just want to praise you. We just want to magnify you. We just want to lift your name up high and holy, Lord, for you are truly worthy to be praised. We magnify you for your word on today. And Lord, help us. Help us, Lord, to fight, amen, against everything that tells us not to do right. Hallelujah. Like Paul said, when I would do right, hallelujah, evil is forever present in my heart. Hallelujah, Lord. Help us to bind that evil. Hallelujah. Help us to love those, amen, who don't love us. Help us to love those that don't like us, Lord. Hallelujah. Help us to help those that would only cause us harm. Praise God. Help us to see, amen, praise God, that this is the bigger picture. Hallelujah. That you see our motive. Hallelujah. That you see our direction. That you see the love that we have in our heart for our fellow man. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank you on tonight. We praise you on tonight. We magnify you. Hallelujah. On tonight, Lord. And you are truly worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. We thank God for everybody that has tuned in on tonight. Amen. So we got that word. Make sure you tune in next week. Amen. Same time. Hallelujah, same channel. Praise God, amen. Praise God. We've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight on behalf of First Lady and myself. We love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God, and don't forget to say your prayers. Glory to God. And this, where God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God, and we'll see y'all next time on We Got That Word. Glory to God on tonight. Y'all have a blessed night. See y'all next time.
Yeah. We're going to get the church crunk on this one. They're going to be dancing in the aisles on this one. Yeah. Yeah. Going to have to take your heels off of this. Anointed truth. Let's go. Spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head,
you better bob your head.
This spirit make you move your feet, you better move your feet,
you better move your feet.
This spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like this, about to dance, I'ma
clothes. Yeah, cause I know I've been chose. If the spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
If the spirit make you move your feet, you better move your feet.
Better move your feet.
If the spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Why?
I'm like David about to dance on my clothes.
Why?
Cause I know I've been chose. I can feel the spirit all in the building. It's going down from the floor up to the ceiling. Drop the black prince of preachers and we sold a million. We independent.
Independent?
So we made a killing. And Alexis told me that we was winning. He prophesied it. I guess he knew it from the beginning. They think we deal the way we live. And the only thing we giving is deliverance and healing. I got that word, I'm the plug if you need it. The truth is what I'm speaking, I'm not trying to sound conceited. It's all God's plan, he's the mastermind. He told me it's my time and then he gave me mine. Man,
if the spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
If the spirit make you move your feet,
you better move your feet.
You better move your feet.
If the spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
I'm like this, but the dance on my clothes.
Yeah, cause I know I've been chosen.
If
the spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
If the spirit make you move your feet, you better move your feet.
Better move your feet.
If the spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
I'm like David about to dance on my clothes.
Why? Cause I know I've been chose. I enter in his courts with praises. You just praying, but what is you saying? My blessings creeping up like Jason. You can't beat God given, I'm just saying. You see, I make hits. I know you feel this. My ghost writer's the Holy Spirit. You get it? I stay repping Christ, cause he the realest. I guess this record sacrifice, cause I just killed it.
Okay.
Stop with the poker face. You know what the deal is. When haters try, I'll let you know. But look, I'm still here. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fire that I don't need to hook to end it. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song so fire that I don't need to hook the engine.